And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you today. And with it being 10-10, it's time to head to the lines. And we have Becky Barnhart with the Coffeyville Friends of Animals joining us this morning. Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. And who could not do fantastic things on a day like today, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a beautiful day out there, so I cannot beat that weather out there for sure. It's a lot better than it was yesterday, that's for sure.
That's for sure, and I'm thinking, what a perfect day to take your best friend for a walk. And if you don't have a best friend, come out to the shelter and borrow one of ours for a while, or better yet, adopt your best friend.
Absolutely. So, you guys have some great animals out there, but we'll get to those guys here in a little bit. But
sure.
Do we have any adoption stories to tell?
Yes.
I love adoption stories.
We're just thrilled to death. We kind of went through a period there where our babies weren't moving out as fast as we hoped that they could. But I've got great news. If you go to our Facebook page, CFA stands for Friends, Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We have pictured the animals that have recently been adopted. But I'm headed for your heart. There are two kittens that were adopted yesterday that are absolutely beautiful.
Yay!
And they took pictures of them side by side, with their new owners. And one's kind of a gray fluffy, and the other's a yellow fluffy. And they are. It's a beautiful picture. I don't know if Violet took it or if Brad took it, but they did an excellent job of pictures with these. So two very young kittens were adopted as of yesterday. And we had a reclaim. And I think reclaims are sometimes even better maybe than the adoption, because we were getting that animal back home. And a lady came in, had misplaced her cat, and it belonged to her father who had passed. And she let him out. He's an elderly cat, let the cat out, hadn't been able to find the cat. Came in and made a walkthrough, and there was that cat. And so that's a happy story all in itself, because it was, like I said, a senior cat and belonged to her father. So there were some tears involved in that little reunion. But so, yes, we had some good days.
That was Butch, right?
I think so.
I'm seeing the cat here, and he's such a sweet-looking cat, and he just looks like he's ready to go back home.
And then the one that Brad put on there about the cat that has a drool problem, which I didn't get, that cat was adopted also.
So, yay. We've had
some wonderful adoptions with the kittens and the cats, and we've also had wonderful adoptions with our dogs. We've had a mama dog and two puppies, and when I was in there earlier yesterday, one of the puppies had been adopted, but mama had been, and one of these little golden color puppies. Later in the afternoon, a couple came in and adopted the other puppy. So that whole family got adopted. And that, again, is a success, because usually the mamas get left behind. Puppies are cute. They're demanding the attention, and that's usually who gets adopted first. So in this case, mama actually went for one of the pups. Foxy, one of the dogs we had, looked to me like a fox, younger dog, was adopted. And there are two out there that were together. And Roxy's still with us, but Saggy was adopted. These dogs, the old Walt Disney movies with the Shaggy Dog series they had,
that's
what these dogs look like. Yes, they're just beautiful. And the larger of the two was adopted, so Roxy's still there. And Playful, I think I even mentioned I was out with them when I was working on the weekend and stayed outside with them so they could run and play. And the younger Roxy is just so much energy and so very pretty. So that's a lot of adoptions to talk about, don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great news, too. I went over to your Facebook page, and I see the two kittens, the little yellow one, the gray one, they got adopted, and they're absolutely precious. They are absolutely precious.
They're beautiful. And the way they pose, it's just like it's a professionally done picture.
They were looking right at the camera. They were looking right at the camera. It was awesome.
I know. So, like I said, I don't know who did it, but they did a great job. So we are just feeling good about this time of year. We don't know if it's the weather, if it's just the season. Of course, we never say, you come out and adopt a pet for a present. We just will not. In fact, we won't. If you come out and you want to add a pet to somebody else's life. We want that somebody else to come out and make that bond, make that connection, because that doesn't always work, and you never want to surprise someone with a puppy or kitten. I know
right.
it's cute on TV and commercials and stuff, but I don't think that's a good idea. Sometimes it backfires. So
not a great fit sometimes, because you never know whether they'll go, oh, well, I didn't really want a puppy or something like that. But
right.
now if somebody surprised me with a puppy, I'd be like, oh, yeah. But unfortunately, I couldn't keep them, unfortunately. That would be the bad thing, so...
Well, Kyle, I'm just like, if somebody surprised me with a puppy or kitten, I'd be going, oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be super happy.
Because I can bond with anything that has four legs and fur. I've always been that way. I just love animals.
Absolutely. I do, too.
So it would be okay. But anyway, it's not something we recommend. If if someone does want to introduce a pet to somebody else's life, give it as a gift, you can always come out and pay for an adoption and then let that person come out and pick out the cat or dog of their choice. So, you could still hand them a gift certificate saying good for your new family member. So that would work that way. But we do have Santa Paws to talk about that the City Rec sponsoring for us, and that is on December the 20th from 6 to 7:30 in the evening. They're going to take pictures of your pet with Santa Claus. All they're asking is a donation to go towards the shelter, and it would be the same items that we're always requesting, the toys, kitty litter, dog food, wet food for cats and dogs, puppy chow, kitten chow. We have lots of adult cat food dry. We are still in good hands with that. But anything else you could think of that you think an animal might enjoy, bring that out to the City Rec and get your pet picture taken with Santa Claus. And so we appreciate that little effort, because that comes back and helps us a lot.
Yeah, so again, those donations definitely help out a lot. And plus, you get a great picture in return with your furry family member with Santa Claus.
Yes, and I got tickled. They said no vicious dogs or something about bad behavior.
No bad behavior from the dogs. So,
and I'm thinking, well, I don't know. And sometimes kitty cats can get kind of
especially when they get around a lot of different animals, they get a little skittish sometimes.
Yeah. Well, Santa Claus does have a lot of hair. That sometimes
true.
A little frightening. So anyway, we sure appreciate City Rec helping us out with that thing. And we had some wonderful donations that came out. We had open house last Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We always try to do that the Sunday afternoon after the Christmas parade. Lots of great donations came in. And one of the best things that happened are our return visitors. They come back year after year, and several of them brought the animal, the dog. I don't think we've ever had any cats, come in and visit. But the dogs that have been adopted in the past, they bring them in, and what a joy it is to see these animals. Most of them are a little overweight, and now wearing clothing. And, I mean, it's just really cute how a lot of these adoptions have just turned out to be so special. And so that was a fun activity. We got a lot of great donations. If people are still thinking, I'd still kind of like to take something out to the shelter, come out anytime and make that donation, and we appreciate it. Take a tour of the animals, and it's just a good time of year to come out and see the shelter. We're all spick and span and look like Christmas.
Absolutely. And speaking of which, that means it's time to talk about the stars of the show, of course, our dogs and cats. And let's go ahead and start with the doggos this week.
All right. We're going to start with the dogs. Well, since we were talking about the puppies that got adopted, I do have a litter of lab mix puppies I want to start off with, because they are about 10 weeks old now. We have two black females, one black male, and one yellow male. They are ready to go. They're ready to be adopted, and sometimes, there's a waiting period on puppies when they come in, because we want to make sure we get all their vaccinations done and that they're healthy. These guys are ready to go. They're just cute as they can be. And, that's sometimes a puppy for Christmas is a fun thing to do. So here we have a whole litter for someone, and three colors to choose from. And then I'm going to go back to Roxy. Roxy is the one that was the litter mate of Saggy that was adopted. And she's about 10 months old. She's black and brown, and she looks like a poodle doodle mix. She has long curly hair, so she would require some grooming, I think, you know, just to really that beautiful. She is a beautiful dog. She looks like these dogs that people go out and pay big money for, and we've got it right here at the shelter. You don't have to do that. You can come out and adopt. So if someone needs to come check out Roxy. And those are kind of the youngest ones, I think, that I wanted to talk about. And then we have Annalise, that is an incredibly sweet dog, white with some black markings, 2 years old. She's a mixed breed. She was dumped near the shelter, which such a big no-no. Just bring them in to us. We'll take care of them. Please don't dump. But this is what happened to her. She was, and this is God's truth, she was skin and bones. Aww. And we have got her healthy, and she is so forgiving. She's so willing to have a happy home, and we want that to happen. So someone needs to come out and adopt this poor baby because her life has started off too good. We also have Mutt and Jut, and these guys are a hoot, and they are about 10 months old. They are black with some brown and white markings, around 40 to 45 pounds. Probably have a heater mix in them. They do have longer hair, though, so we're not real sure of everything, but they're beautiful dogs, good dogs. Clyde is our sweet boy, dog-friendly. He is a light brown brindle, has golden eyes, about 3 years old, already neutered, and he's a pity mix. He's up to date on his rabies vaccination. So he could walk out the door with you if you decide Clyde is your guy because he's already had his operation. Patrick is a high-energy guy, year and a half old, pointer heater mix, black and white in color. Ziggy. Gorgeous female, around 2 years old, super sweet, very friendly. Husky mix, and is our guest. You know, we do our best, but we kind of think it's a husky mix. Yellow and tan in color with some white markings and a curly tail. Dexter is one of our date night guys. He's a neutered male. He's a shepherd husky mix. He's 3 years old. He's black, tan, and white. Gorgeous blue eyes. And he's the guy that got to go along, loaded right up in the car, and was very well behaved in the car, got a roast beef sandwich that he gently took from his friend, and had a pup cup. So he was well behaved the whole night and nice manners. And also date night, we had Ducky that went on date night. She's a super sweet girl, facet, dachshund mix possibly, beautiful tan coloring, year and a half to 2 years old, a female. She does great with other dogs and people. And on her doggy date night, she was the one that loved the hamburger and warmed up to the toys. Very sweet, loved her belly rubbed. And then the last one on the list that went on the doggy date night is Theo. Now Theo is the one that was the Dr. Pepper sneaker. And I found out that what happened was, okay, they got the French fries and the ice cream and the belly rubs. He had everything going for him, and the person with him had to step out of the car for a minute. And when they came back in, he was drinking the Dr. Pepper every
day. He's just like, hey, I want some of this, too. This looks good.
That's right. You leave me alone, and I'm going after whatever in this cup. So it was all forgiven and big laughs about it. So if you decide Theo's your guy, maybe a tiny bit of Dr. Pepper once in a while might be kind of a special treat for him.
Otherwise, he'll take yours. So.
Or keep your drinks up high off the coffee table.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was really cute. Abraham is a male, tan and brown in color, 2 years old, mixed breed, ears stick straight up. He's a lot of fun. He now knows how to sit, lie, and shake. And we have Balo, who is a German Shepherd Lab mix, black male, 3 to 4 years old, about 70 pounds. He's big. He's a big lover, but he's also a big boy. And every once in a while, he'll smile. Upper lip comes up and he gives you a smile, which is just endearing. That doesn't happen a lot. It's just kind of rare, I think. Leo is a pity mix, male, black with brindle, 5 years old. Sid is a super sweet gal, pretty. She's got a pretty significant underbite, and makes her very cute. In fact, the dog that I adopted from the shelter also has an underbite, and it just makes him unusual. And I just think it's kind of sweet. And Sid's about 4 years old. Last one I'm going to talk about would be Barbara and unique markings, a female, a pity mix, white with brown coloring, all kinds of patterns. She's just really a pretty, pretty dog, about 2 years old, a little shy at first, but then she warms up and, you know, then the trust is there. So that's the dog spore that we have out that you need to come out and look at. And then the cats, we still have Frosty. This perfect time of year to get Frosty. Frosty's the last of our all-white kittens, about 3 months old now, and they're beautiful. And it's kind of sad that Frosty's there, but, you know, what a perfect color and name for this time of year. Candace is a white and orange-yellow marking playful kitten, about 5 months old. Lays is gorgeous. She's white. She's got those beautiful blue eyes that Siamese have. And she's got the yellow on her ears and the tip of her tail, about 3 years old. She's gorgeous. And then the last of the kittens and cats I'm talking about is Butch. So Butch, if Butch got adopted, he forgot to take this off because you were talking about Butch. But he's old, about 8 years old. It is Butch. So never mind. Butch is no longer available, which is hallelujah. So and there's other cats and other kittens and other dogs and other puppies. Because there's just no way I could go through everyone out there. So we just try to highlight and just kind of entice people to come out and see what else we've got out there. And we are open every afternoon from 2 to 4, except for Monday. On Saturdays and Sundays, we are there from 1 to 4. Our phone system is messing up this week, so please be patient with us. Apparently, you call in, you can hear us talking to you, but we cannot hear you. So yeah. We're taking down phone numbers and trying to return phone calls. So please be patient. If you need to visit with, you know, Brad or someone, maybe come out to the shelter or contact us through Facebook at this time. And the phone number is 620-252-6060. But like I said, it's being a little hinky this week, kind of like your mystery line, I guess.
Yes, it sounds like our mystery line.
aggravating.
Where anyway. I can't hear them, but they can hear me, so.
Yeah, it's. Same issue out here. So come out to the shelter, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend, and I'm working this weekend, so come out and say hello, and I might put you to work or hand you a kitten or puppy to hold or something. But we are located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant on the County Road. It's paved all the way, and we're glad the holiday season has arrived, and it's been very jolly to us.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much, Becky, for coming on, telling us about all the great animals out there at the shelter. There's quite a few of them. So get out there and check out the great animals. They're looking for their forever home. Becky, again, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the time, and everybody have a gorgeous couple of days. Get out and enjoy this weather.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you very much. Becky. All right. That was Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals joining us today. Again, talking about the great animals out there at the shelter. We need to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll restart open line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this pleasant Thursday morning. Right now, 57 degrees outside. We're looking at a high today of about 72 degrees. Cannot get much better in December.